Well, many Australians will best remember him as Paul Hogan's bumbling sidekick strop on our TV screens in the 1970s. Film and TV writer and producer John Cornell has died in northern New South Wales at the age of 80. Unlike his famous on-screen character, Mr. Cornell was an astute businessman, instrumental in creating World Series cricket and co-writing and producing Crocodile Dundee. His family say he was a true egalitarian who wanted a fair go for everyone. Helen Frost prepared this tribute.
Hey, Shagger. Looking good.
He hasn't aged well, Shagger. Not like us.
John Cornell might be best remembered alongside Paul Hogan, but there was so much more to him than that.
Mate, I've found the perfect woman for you, Elsie. She's a widow and she's fully recovered from her hip replacement surgery. And she looked... Well, she's got a great personality. In fact, the girls down at the bowling club call her the Barracuda. You'll be in like Flynn there, mate.
Born in Kalgoorlie on the 2nd of March 1941, he became a journalist and was the youngest London editor of the Daily News at the age of 26. But it was the Paul Hogan show that shot him to prominence. He co-wrote, produced and performed with his good mate on the program for 16 years. Also sharing the screen, Delveen Delaney, his wife of 46 years. In 2019, she told Australian Story how his famous partnership with Paul Hogan began.
Strop started on television because they needed a cheap actor for a sketch. And so John stepped in, ever conscious of the budget.
Strop, fly, do you fly up, mate?
Strop was like the eternal clown, hiding behind a pervert's facade. He was banned from our house. My mother was mortified, but I told her, I'm dating John Cornell. Who? I'm dating Strop. But then she met John and realised that there was this genius, intelligent mind behind that clown's facade.
That's a knife. That's a knife.
John Cornell was regarded in the entertainment industry as a man with a Midas touch when it came to choosing his projects. Along with Paul Hogan, he was also behind the hugely successful Crocodile Dundee films as well. And he was also one of the driving forces behind World Series cricket. His family says he wanted higher recognition and bigger salaries for the world's players of his favourite game. Gideon Haig, author of The Cricket War, says he worked closely with Kerry Packer to change the cricket and sporting world forever after learning the players weren't being paid very well.
Cornell, working for Cap Packer at the time, took the idea to him of, could we not work out a series of exhibition games in which Australian players were paid above the odds? And Packer said, well, why stop there? Why not get the world's best players? And why not create a kind of an independent cricket attraction?
In 1980, Mr. Cornell moved with his family to a large farm in Byron Bay in northern New South Wales and quickly made his mark on the area. Byron Bay Mayor Michael Lyon says he will be greatly missed.
It's a really sad day. I know he's been sick some time, but I mean, he's been such a fantastic contributor to the Northern Rivers. He and his partner Delveen have done so much good work. He's run a couple of iconic places here in the Byron Shire, formerly the Beach Hotel, but also the Bruns Hotel. A lot of people will be very sad to hear his pass.
He was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease 20 years ago and decided to focus his efforts on supporting his local community. Local cricket club president Greg Daniels says the locals called him Corny and they'll remember him for his generosity.
He's one of the more decent human beings I've ever met in my life. And his influence in this town, mostly behind the scenes, he's a very quiet guy. And didn't want publicity, don't need the name in the paper, just to get this done and see how he operated. It's really sad, mate.
John Cornell's family released a statement today calling him a classic Australian character who made the lives he touched much richer, not only through donations, but also through his generosity of spirit, humour, humility and honour.
Helen Frost with that tribute.